Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Yeshua the Messiah, to all the saints in the Messiah Yeshua which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yeshua the Messiah. I thank my Elohim upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the good news from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Yeshua the Messiah, even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the good news, you are all partakers of my grace. For Yahweh is my record. How greatly I long after you all in the affection of Yeshua the Messiah. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of the Messiah, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Yeshua the Messiah, to the honor and praise of Yahweh. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which have happened to me have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the good news, so that my bonds in the Messiah are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in Yahweh, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word of Yahweh without fear. Some indeed preach the Messiah even of envy and strife, and some also of good will. The one preaches the Messiah of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the good news. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, the Messiah is preached, and I in there do rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Yeshua the Messiah, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also the Messiah shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is the Messiah, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I do not know, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with the Messiah, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Yeshua the Messiah for me by my coming to you again. Only exercise your citizenship as it becomes the good news of the Messiah, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the good news, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which to them is an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of Yahweh. For unto you it is given in the behalf of the Messiah, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. End of chapter.